What is App Camp? Jody Clark Madura is an assistant professor in the Instructional Technology and Learning Sciences program at Utah State University. She works with the App Camp, which started a few years ago.
So the camps are 3 hours long. They're 5 days, Monday through Friday, and they're geared towards students entering 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and they learn how to make apps for Android devices.
Madura says participants don't need any computing experience to take part in the camp.
So block programming is a lot different from actual coding. It's a really nice entryway. You're kind of almost matching puzzle pieces together. So it's very visual and it's also creative because you're designing.
Megan Hamilton is a graduate research assistant in the Instructional Technology and Learning Sciences program. She works with camp organizers and participants to create one-of-a-kind projects.
I'd say one of my favorite is the selfie slideshow because they get to take pictures and put them into their phones. And then there are some that are a little bit more creative. They're adding background music. And I know that the girls really enjoy doing that, and personalization is a huge part of it.
Clark Madura says the program is especially important for young girls.
I think there's a problem. Right now, there's not enough women in computing. And the thing that's ironic about that is that in Utah, there are so many jobs that are going to be in computer science.
In Utah, only 17% of high school students taking computer science AP tests are female. Additionally, at Utah State, only 14% of computer science majors are female, slightly below the national average of 18%.
So you have Silicon Valley in California. We have Silicon Slopes down in Utah County. And you have industries like Adobe and looking for people, and oftentimes you can work remotely.
The boys' camp is full, but there are still many spots and scholarships available for girls to join. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rihanna Gale.